You better flow with me. This is deep revelation. Do you know that it was ordained of God and it wasn't a mistake? It wasn't a chance. I wasn't just... Do you realize that there was 500 million opportunities when my dad went into my mommy? 500 million opportunities. Are you flowing with me? It could have been anything out of 500 million chances, but I was one out of 500 million. When my dad went into my mom, it had to be me. Because God saw me, Ephesians 1, before the foundation of the world. Watch this. 499 million sperm cells race into that egg. Why not chill out? Because it's me. Hey, back off. They're swimming as hard as they can swim. They're doing all they can do. They're going up that birth canal. They're getting up to that egg. They're getting up there around them fallopian tubes and all that stuff that's in you women, bless God. And they're way out ahead of me. And I'm on my little raft just cruising, backstroking. Got my iced tea, my shades on. And I'm saying, guys, eat your heart out. It's me. I'm ordained before the foundation of the world. They get up there and they say, why can't we get in this shell? Why won't this egg break? Why won't it crack open? They get out little jackhammers. They got files. They got drills. Nobody can get in that egg. And all of a sudden, I get up there and they part like the Red Sea. And I go, whoop. And they go, how do you do that? And God says, because it's him. I saw him before he was seen. I knew him before he was known. That's my boy. You've seen nothing yet. And then he says, and the devil's going to try to steal him. The devil's going to try to take him away. But I'm a God of faith. I don't look at what I see. I look at what I know. I'll save him. I'll deliver him. I'll raise him up. He's not a loser. He's a winner. I'm going to die for him. And I'm going to live for him. And he's going to live because I live. Whew. Now I'm preaching. I can preach when I get going like that, see. I like to teach. Whew, I feel the Holy. It was me. You'll never forget that illustration. You related to that, didn't you? That made sense. Watch, watch, watch how confident I am. Nothing could stop that day.
That's right.
It was me, brother.
Meant to be.
It was me. How dare us believe Satan's lies and say for one moment we're a mistake or that we're nobodies when the Almighty Holy God said it was you. There's one more thing I got to preach. Is it okay, Jim? Pastor Jim, I preach this. I close my Bible because I got to preach this. John's 3:16, everybody knows it, I'm sure. We can probably all quote it, right? I'm not setting you up. I'm not being smart. It's a powerful scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life. I want you to see the love of God in this. And I want you to see the righteous judgment of God. In verse 14, it says, Jesus is talking. Nicodemus comes and says, what must I do and all this? And he said, unless a man be born again. And then in verse 14, he says, even as Moses lifted up the serpent, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes on him shall have everlasting life. You go to Numbers 21. They were messed up in sin and rebellion, complaining, and these fiery serpents. You know the story in Numbers 21? They were biting the people, and the people were dying by the thousands.